Christians are often accused of having blind faith. Here is Punmeister Bill Maher on Larry King Live, talking about the fact that Christianity stops people from thinking, in essence, gives them blind faith.
You know, I always love to go off on religion. I think it's one of the most deleterious things ever to come down the pike in human history. I think it has caused more misery. I think it stops people from thinking. Just think of the wasted energy. What could be done if people would channel the energy that they waste towards silly, superstitious pursuits?
Of course, I think that he is involved in silly, superstitious pursuits himself, because in reality, nothing could be farther from what he is saying. Ultimately, what is blind and bigoted is the erection of an imaginary dichotomy between faith and reason. Speaking to followers of Christ, you might recall that the Apostle Peter says that we are always to be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. The Bible not only claims that it's God's word and as such is true, but that God cannot lie or contradict that which corresponds to reality. Therefore, the Bible presupposes the validity of reason. Not only so, but biblical faith is never blind. It's rather faith placed in history and evidence. Put another way, the Bible makes many factual claims about reality and offers reasons or evidences in support of these kinds of truth claims. For example, the Apostle Paul sets forth a list of people who saw Jesus Christ alive again 3 days after he died. And he did that to remind the Corinthians that the resurrection was a testable and proven fact of history. In stark contrast to people like Bill Maher, the Bible promotes open-minded reasoning. Far from letting the facts lead wherever they may, Bill Maher closes his mind to the possibility of supernaturalism and blindly places faith in philosophical naturalism, even when its tenets fly directly in the face of reason and evidence. He demonstrates a unique brand of idiosyncratic fundamentalism because he begins with an anti-supernatural bias and therefore rejects God a priori. In place of reason and evidential substance, it is he who traffics in rhetoric and emotional stereotypes, as he did in Religulus. Thankfully, God often uses evidence and sound reasoning through the witness of reasonable Christians to break through the blind faith of skeptics in order to turn them towards open-minded contemplation. Truly, the heart can only rejoice in what the mind comprehends. We need to be prepared to confront the new village atheists like Bill Maher and a host of others, Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, and the list goes on and on. They're becoming ever more militant, and we have to, in the face of this assault against the historic Christian faith, be ready to give an answer with gentleness and with respect. To that end, I put together a booklet. It's entitled Confronting the New Village Atheist. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift. Order online at equip.org. You can also order via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.